Caulfields and McCoys were rugged mountain boys, and their story has been told for many years. When two families took a stand and the law in their own hands, they left a trail of tragedy and tears. They left a trail of tragedy and tears. The middle 19th century was a dark time in history, when the North and South had their great debate. Just as soon as it began, things got way out of hand and turned into the war between the states. When it ended, those who lived went back home to try to give their families some sense of normalcy. Some were wounded, some were blown, many came back just to find piles of ashes where homes used to be. Devil Lance was such a man, leader of the Hatfield Clan. All he wanted was for the war to end. Randall McCoy, a soldier too, wanted to start his life anew before the war. He and Devil Lance were friends. Oh, the Hatfields and McCoys were rugged mountain boys, and their story has been told for many years. When two families took a stand and the law in their own hands, they left a trail of tragedy and tears. They left a trail of tragedy and tears. Young folks fought over a pig, then the fight turned really big when someone tried to steal another's land. With moonshine added to the mix, tempers were short and guns were quick, from both sides of a line drawn in the sand. Accusations, then the dares, stabbing here, shooting there, then a hanging at the break of day. The feud went on for many years, caused lots of heartaches, lots of tears, and got worse when strangers entered in the fray. The deadly feud with former friends haunted Randall till the end. He died from fireplace burns where he fell down. Devil Lance was overcome by what the feud had become. He turned to God and peace was finally found. Oh, the Hatfields and McCoys were rugged mountain boys, and their story has been told for many years. When two families took a stand and the law in their own hands, they left a trail of tragedy and tears. They left a trail of tragedy and tears.